What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to keep the phone lines closed for a little bit longer while I catch up on the news here. We're talking about events in Qatar and this all of a sudden, out of nowhere, attempt to isolate Qatar, bankrupt it, bring it to its heels. And it appears to be faltering because other countries like Turkey, Iran, and Russia are showing support and aid for Qatar. They're flying in humanitarian aid. And as it turns on out, at least from the United States side, the anti-Qatar movement appears to be a bought and paid for operation, as has become typical of the United States government, because U.S. legislation threatening to sanction Qatar for its support of Palestinian terror was sponsored by 10 legislators who received more than $1 million over the last 18 months from lobbyists and groups linked to Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Now, the bill was introduced to the U.S. House of Representatives on May 25th, but the text wasn't available until Friday morning, hours after Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Egypt put 59 people and 12 institutions linked to Qatar on a terror list. So this is pure politics. Now, a senior political analyst based in Australia is saying that given the rash of recent threats by Saudi Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman against Iran, he has come to the conclusion that the recent terrorist attacks in Tehran were probably ordered by this Wahhabi prince. I'm not sure I agree with that. If you look at the targeting, they hit the Iranian parliament, which is an icon of the 1979 Iranian Revolution, when they kicked out their U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah, and established a real democracy there. The other target, of course, was the tomb of Ayatollah Khomeini, who was seen as the father of the 1979 revolution that broke Iran free from foreign puppet rule. Now, as the situation continues to unfold around Qatar, Iran is dispatching warships to Oman, and they're basically departing to Oman, and then will go to the north of the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Aden. This is the 47th flotilla, comprised of one destroyer and one logistics warship. Oh, there we are. And they're also now airlifting food into Qatar as well. It would be very reckless and foolish for Saudi Arabia to try and shoot down humanitarian aid flights. They could still do it. But meanwhile, Iran is claiming they have proof of direct U.S. support for ISIS. And what makes the timing interesting is last Thursday, Congressman Dana Rohrabach praised ISIS for coordinated terrorist attacks in Tehran, which left 17 civilians dead, then suggested the United States should support ISIS in their endeavors to bring regime change to Iran. Gee, I thought ISIS were these villains that cut off people's heads and all, and now all of a sudden we're buddy-buddy with them. We've been covertly supporting them, and now Dana Rohrabach says, yeah, we should support them. Doesn't that technically make the United States a state sponsor of terrorism? Now, getting on back to Syria, the battle is waging back and forth down there. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces has retaken a second district of Syria's troubled and militant-held northern city of Raqqa from the Takfiri Daesh terrorists and launched a renewed assault on a base north of the city. And apparently, with all this confusion going on in the Middle East, some of these rival groups in northern Syria are starting to turn on each other, which I'm sure Assad would see as welcome news. But apparently they've reached the point of trying to decide how they're going to carve up Syria when it's all over, and there are several disagreements going on. There is a report, still unconfirmed, that ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike. This was reported on Syrian state television yesterday. And supposedly, it's claiming Baghdadi was killed in the terror group's stronghold in Raqqa. But this is not the first time he's been reported dead. He's been reported dead, I think, at least three times before, and he is risen like the ever-ready bunny. He keeps going and going and going and going. So we'll see what happens here. Now, everybody, of course, is out there screaming over the revelation that once again, the U.S.-supported factions are using illegal chemical weapons in Syria and Iraq. We're talking about white phosphorus. It is a war crime under international treaties and domestic U.S. law to use it on residential areas because it's an incendiary. It'll burn the whole town down. If it lands on people, it will burn right to the bone. You can't put it out. You can't put water on it. It's horrible, horrible stuff. Under international law, the only thing it's allowed to be used for is generating white smoke as a camouflage. And the U.S. is now out there saying that they were dropping this white phosphorus on these residential areas to provide camouflage for who they will not say. But don't forget, when Saddam used white phosphorus against the Kurds, the U.S. said, yes, it's a banned chemical weapon and a war crime. So once again, we have this idea that it's only bad when the other guy does it, but it's okay when the U.S. government does it. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Apparently over in Yemen, actually, this is a flashback story. Things are still out of control over in Yemen here. Now, the United Nations is now accusing the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia of covertly supplying munitions to one of Libya's rebel groups that is trying to basically kick out Libya's government. Now, remember how we got into this mess with Libya. There was a supposedly successful intervention a few years back where Libya's elected government was kicked on out and a U.S. puppet ruler put on in. The Libyan people didn't like that. They have tried to kick that puppet ruler out, and now there is an internationally recognized government that is basically supported by what are being called rebels. And apparently the UAE and Saudi Arabia are assisting the rebels with air power, which violates United Nations sanctions. Everybody's breaking the rules out there. Apparently the Balkans are starting to heat on up, and unlike 1999, where the Balkans were put down after about 2 months of bombings, much of the Balkans are now protected by the latest generation of Russian missiles. So we could see the Balkans explode yet again, all over again. Oh, what a lovely war. Pyongyang has announced that there will soon be a test of their latest intercontinental ballistic missile. Now, obviously, this is exactly the kind of weapon that the U.S. is going to point to prove that North Korea is an absolute danger and threat to the rest of the world. Of course, when you point to all of the intercontinental ballistic missiles that the United States has, oh, no, that's only a deterrent. That's to discourage other people from attacking us. Yeah, isn't North Korea entitled to the same deterrence? After all, the United States made war on them. Technically, still, there is still a state of war. There's a ceasefire in place, but technically the war is still on. So, now, down in the Philippines, yesterday, Reuters broke a story claiming that the United States has agreed to a Philippine request to assist Philippines in the war against ISIS. And as we reported on Friday, U.S. forces are in the Philippines right now. Now, this story by Reuters has been directly contradicted by Philippine President Duterte. Duterte claims he never approached the United States. He never asked them to come on in and intervene. He has not granted permission to the United States to be in the Philippines. This is a repeat of Syria. Oh, we're just going to go on into your country and start blowing things up because the evil ISIS are there. And once again, Reuters is exposed for putting out absolutely fake news. Now, this attitude of we have a right to go on into other countries to just do whatever we want seems to be spreading. It's contagious. Ted Cruz is now out there saying that it's time to send U.S. troops into Mexico to fight the Mexican drug cartels. Maybe that's how they're going to bring Mexico into the North American Union, just conquer it. And if they do, Canada, you're next. Michael Moore may have been a little more than prescient with his movie Canadian Bacon, which, by the way, if you've never seen it, it's a great movie. It's a funny movie. Now, Israel has approved the largest West Bank settlement construction in 25 years, more than 8,000 new homes. A third of them are going to start construction immediately. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling on the dismantling of the UN agency that aids millions of Palestinian refugees, saying that the UN program is inciting anti-Israel sentiment. Amazing. Now, as I mentioned to that caller from Puerto Rico, they had a non-binding referendum yesterday, and overwhelming vote for U.S. statehood, for Puerto Rico to be the 51st statehood. And I can already imagine the flag makers trying to figure out how they're going to get 51 stars on that to look halfway decently. Now, do you remember a while back we were talking about America's poor quality of weapons at war and how the F-22 has a problem with asphyxiating its own pilots? It turns out the F-35 has something similar. And over at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona, they have halted all flights of the F-35 fighter jets. They halted them on Friday after numerous pilots complained of experiencing hypoxia-like symptoms, meaning they weren't getting oxygen. They were getting dizzy. Now, fortunately, the pilots were able to use the aircraft's backup emergency oxygen system and land safely. But it's another reminder that America's weapons, they look good and they cost a lot of money, but there are problems. In fact, over the weekend, I was watching on one of the educational channels, and there was this puff piece out about the development of the new littoral combat ships, specifically the Freedom and the Independence class. And they were out there trying to make these things look like they're going to be really potent and really powerful, and the crews are working really hard to dial them on in. No mention of the hull corrosion problems on the Independence class. No mention of the drivetrain problems on the Freedom class. But they were up there showing how they're putting all these weapons out there for testing. And for a rah-rah piece, just looking at it, it was just all of these high-tech whiz-bang systems were just not working. Couldn't get to work, couldn't get to deploy. The fins on this underwater device kept malfunctioning. And I understand, you know, it's still in development, still in testing, but it looks like there are just huge amounts of problems that are going to interfere with an effective deployment of force. Now, when they were out there with the Freedom-class ship, they were dialing in the 30-millimeter cannon, and they were going to have a simulated engagement where the littoral combat ship was running at speed, and its guns were firing at these boat drones that were supposed to represent Iranian attack boats. And the first thing I noticed is that all these Iranian attack boats were just cruising along in a straight line at a steady speed, and most of those 30-millimeter shells still missed them. And that's not real-world combat. Real boats are going to be running at top speed. They're going to be jinking and zigzagging all over the place. And if they come in from upwind, they can deploy smoke, which is going to make it a lot harder for the ship to see what's going on, because a radar return is fuzzy. And again, it looked like a demonstration where it was set up to be successful, but not necessarily simulate what they're going to find out there in the real world. I'm thinking America's might is more myth than reality. And all it's going to take is one major loss of a carrier, something like that, and we're going to be in the same situation the former Soviet Union was following their defeat in Afghanistan. where the invincibility, the illusion of invincibility is destroyed. Okay, let's talk about the economy right now. As you know, on Friday, the market was sort of soaring on that Donald Trump is off the hook with Comey. Then there was a little bit of a hiccup late in the day, and the plunge protection team came back in, and they got the Dow back up to 80. The NASDAQ was a different story. It really took a bit of a clubbing on Friday, and apparently traders are now selling the NASDAQ short. In fact, traders are buying the most NASDAQ downside protection since the Lehman Brothers collapse. And it's kind of hard to figure out why. We're seeing more and more of the tech companies are reporting poor earnings, poor sales. So there may be something coming there. Everybody seems to feel that it's not going to hold together much longer. Now, Ellen Brown, who we had on the show recently, is out there saying, "Dear Mr. President, be careful what you wish for. Higher interest rates will kill the recovery." Personally, I'm not seeing a recovery, but she makes a valid point. Higher interest rates will triple the interest on the federal debt to $830 billion a year by 2026. It's going to hurt workers and young voters and could bankrupt over 20% of U.S. corporations. This, according to the IMF. They're in a real corner with this private central banking model. It's reached the shutdown phase. Steen Jacobson, chief investment officer of Saxo Bank, is out there saying there is a 60% probability of a recession in the next 18 months. The world's economy is slowing to a standstill. And it is, except for the weapons factories, everything's grinding to a halt. Investor Jim Rogers is warning that this next stock market crash will probably be the worst in all of our lifetimes, and it will happen this year or next. He's a frequent analyst on CNBC. Now, the subprime auto industry is in serious trouble. Subprime auto loans are now defaulting at a higher rate than they were back in 2008. And again, you can't run an economy based entirely on debt and have it last. Now, as you know, Tesla has been dealing with all kinds of problems with its stock price, allegations that the cars really aren't what they're supposed to be. And according to this article that came out of Zero Hedge, they're basically saying that if it were not for the immense government subsidies pushing all electric vehicles, Tesla sales would implode. Apparently, in 2015, they sold 2,700 cars in Denmark. And in 2016, when Denmark phased out subsidies for the electric vehicles, the number crashed to just 176 units. Tesla's low price is basically propped up. They're nice cars, by the way. I got a chance to see one up close. If I were a rich man, I'd get a Tesla. Actually, I'm looking at a Prius. We're going to have to get a new car. I love my Honda. I love my 17-year-old Honda, but it's 17 years old, and so we're going to have to do something about that. Apparently, Apple has lost $50 billion in market cap. Apparently, their sales are down. Citi's analyst Jim Suva said he's lowering his September estimates for iPhone units, total revenues. People just are not buying these new phones. As long as the old ones are still working, nobody feels a strong need to buy the new one. I'm still in my iPhone 5. I take really good care of it. I don't want 6 or 7 or 8 or anything. This does what I need. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to start taking phone calls again, and we're going to start with Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. I got a comment on the stock market. I think the stock market's pretty much under control. I think the only way it'll come down is if individual people, the 401k selling, because if the video conferencing, I think there's, I don't even think as a fund manager, you could put in a sell order, a sizable sell order, without permission from the rest of the fund managers. I think they really do have this under control. So if you try to sell a large block, I bet it just gets blocked. I mean, it's so high. I mean, it's 20,000. It should have crashed a long time ago. So, I mean, that's the feeling I get, that they've got it all locked up to where you probably can't even put in a sell order.
Well, that's an interesting theory, and I'd like to know somebody who's actually trading on a scale like that. I think if somebody put in a large order like that and it was blocked, it would be an instant scandal and would trigger a panic, not unlike going into a bank, wanting your savings account closed, and they say, well, we can't do that. That would trigger a run on the bank. Basically, what's happening is as people do sell off their stocks, they're being bought up by the Wall Street firms and the Federal Reserve itself with all this instantly created trillions and trillions of dollars. And this has put the Fed and these Wall Street firms in a serious position because they're holding all of this overvalued stock. They themselves cannot sell it in any sizable chunk without triggering a downturn. But it's a very delicate balancing act. The fact that it is this overvalued is a danger sign, It's more overvalued today than it was leading to the crash of 29. But I think they're trying to control it. I don't think it's under control.
Well, in 29, all the major players would have a meeting every morning, and they all urged not to sell. And somebody ended up selling, and that's what started it. But, yeah, I mean, that's just my own theory. You know, with video conferencing and instant messaging, everybody's close together in the market. So whoever sells is going to be the bad guy. That's all I got today, Mike.
Well, the bad guy is going to be the only one who gets out with all of their money, and everybody else is going to be left with a very impressive-looking final report from their stockbroker, and that's all it's going to be, a very impressive-looking piece of paper. All right, Rick, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And we're also seeing another very disturbing trend in the housing market. Everybody's out there starting to say it's a great time to sell because prices are up. It's a bad time to buy. Certainly we're seeing all kinds of commercials all over TV for all these realtor companies. Oh, yes, we'll sell your house for you, and we'll get you into a new house. But it's not looking like it's really taking off over there. And the reason for that is very simple. It's a lack of confidence in the economic future of the United States of America. People don't want to get a 30-year mortgage, even at 3.5%, which is insane. You never heard of that. When I was a kid, 30-year mortgages went for 8%, and everybody said that was the norm. That was the normal. Now it's 3.5%. But even so, people don't want to get that mortgage because they're not sure they're going to have their job 1, 2, 3 years from now. They're not sure that they're not going to be forced, like so many millions of other Americans, to have to lose the high-paying job that allowed them to make that mortgage payment and be forced to take a much lower-paying job, which will result in them having to dump their house at fire sale prices just to get out from underneath that mortgage. Now, Boeing got a little bit of good news because Iran has now signed that final contract to buy 30 Boeing 737 planes. It's a good little aircraft. Iran's making a good investment here, and it's good for the people who work for Boeing. All right, let's take another phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, last caller just made me call in because I happen to know people very close to me that have put in orders for their investment accounts to be liquidated, and they are being liquidated. I mean, I've seen the paper.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen where it's been liquidated. So people are taking money, millions of dollars, out of the market. Trust me, it's being done every day.
Well, and the only way they can keep the market up is the Federal Reserve just creates trillions of dollars of new money and pours it back in at the top. Because ever since the Clinton administration, they're using that stock market as a banner for how good the economy is. And yet, if you walk down the streets of your local town, you can see it's not there. All the retail vacancies, all the hungry, all the homeless, the decayed infrastructure. No, the economy isn't working, except for the people on Wall Street, and they think that's all hunky-dory. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about how the housing market is slowing down, mostly because people are unwilling to get into a mortgage at a time when they are not convinced they're going to keep their high-paying job that allows them to make the mortgage payments. And as a result, U.S. home ownership has plummeted to 63%, near its lowest level in more than 50 years. The American dream is turning into a nightmare. All right, let's take a phone call. Jerry in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Hey, something you were just talking about before the break and something with the housing. I've been telling guys for the longest time, look at the car dealerships. The car dealerships not only fill their property with brand new cars, they're also leasing property nearby to put more new cars on there, and they're not moving.
No, they aren't. I mean, they're not going to finish selling the 2016 models until August of this year, according to the latest analysts. And if you watch those TV commercials, I mean, the prices are just amazing. If we actually had money, this would be a wonderful time to be buying a car. But nobody has the money to buy a car, and people are just scared of taking on any more loans because they don't believe they're going to be able to continue in the job to make those payments. That's really what's scaring people away from this.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, it's funny. I've noticed for about the last 7-8 years that come October, they run a really big sale on that year's model. And then come November, it's 0% interest for 6 years and all these other incentives, $3,000 cash rebate. And I mean, unbelievable amount of stuff just to get rid of that year's model.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, do you remember when Reagan was president? I think it was Reagan, the Reagan cheese. There was a huge surplus of cheese in the country, and Reagan said, let's just give it away, you know, to poor people. Well, maybe that's how they ought to clear up all of this old car inventory, is just say, all right, we're going to giving them out to people who need cars. I'd certainly
vote
for
funny,
a president who gave...
My aunt was on the cheese program, and she couldn't eat that much cheese because the brick was about the size of a bigger house brick that you might see on a Target store or something like
that. Oh, they were
like
huge. They were huge. I had friends who got them. They were just gigantic. You know, but I'll tell you this. I'll vote for a president who gives me a new car.
I think I'd vote for a president who just gave me a brick of cheese every once in a while.
I didn't sell out quite that cheap. I wasn't a big fan of Reagan.
Well, you know, the funny thing is if they just give anything back, that would be a miracle. Hey,
thanks for taking my call.
Have a great day.
You absolutely have hit on a major problem with what's going on in this country. The government takes and takes and takes and takes and takes, and there's nothing coming back. Other countries that have high taxes... you'll get subsidized education or free education. You'll get free or subsidized health care. You actually get things back from the government in exchange for that money. In this country, no. The government has turned into a giant roach motel for your cash. The money will go in and it won't come on out, at least not back at you. It's going to go to special interest groups. It's going to go to Israel. It's going to go to the war machine. And like I said, I think the time has come. We need a cash for clunkers program for the government, where we take our bloated, inefficient, wasteful government, we take it over to the junkyard, we put it in that little mashing machine, and we crunch it on down to this little coffee table-sized block, and then every American gets a $15,000 check with which to buy a new, smaller, much more efficient government. I think the time has come for that idea. We're going to go back to the phones here. Philip in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I agree with you there, except it'd probably take more than $15,000, as much as they took in from me. But
$15,000 will be enough for us to buy a small, you know, slim, efficient government. We don't want a big one. You know, we don't want the Cadillac of governments. You know, we want the Prius of governments.
Yeah, well, I was kind of calculating a little rebate in there, you know, for ourselves, you know. But, what I want to talk about was see if you've got any info about this latest avenue that this sedition party is going down here with regards to the lawsuit that was filed today by the DAs of Maryland and D.C. with accusation or the allegation of Trump in violation of the Emoluments Clause.
Well, again, it's showing hypocrisy and double standard, because look at all the emoluments that poured into the Clinton Foundation, and nobody made a big stink about that.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I don't know if you've, you know, done any research on it or anything like that. You got any inside information or anything that's, you know, because they're, you know, that's why I call them the Hypocrite Party. You know, everything they accuse President Trump of, they are guilty over and over again, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, normally in our country, we've had presidents coming into office whose personal wealth wasn't all that great, which made the imposition of the blind trust requirement fairly easy. Obviously, with Donald Trump, it was a very different story. He's a very wealthy man. He's got buildings with his name on them. It really is very difficult to have a blind trust. What Trump has done is basically given control of the business to his offspring, and supposedly there's not a lot of communication there. That's not going to make the Democrats very happy. But again, the blind trust requirement clearly can't be made to work here. It's not a question that Trump is trying to evade it the way the Clintons did. It simply cannot be implemented given Trump's vast wealth. That being said, again, if you want to talk about violations of the Emoluments Clause, you've got no further to look than that Clinton Foundation. And it is amazing how the leftists and the corporate media are still willing to give Hillary a free pass on that $2.8 billion that poured in from Russia at the same time she was helping secure that Uranium One deal.
Well, they're giving us the Officer Bar Brady treatment on that. Nothing to see here. Move along, you lucky lose.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, well, I noticed one thing in the story that came out about that lawsuit. They're still trying to go after his taxes, his tax returns from, they want to see his tax returns. So they're still trying to whip up the class warfare argument, and that should, you know, give Antifa some more fuel to light their fire.
You know, at this point, I think probably the vast majority of Americans are just getting tired of all this nonsense, especially after the Comey testimony turned out to be nothing. I think people are just ready to say, we're sick and tired of this. You know, we've got a country to fix. Let's get to it. And I think that the Democrats and the liberals are literally hoisting on their own petard on this. By pursuing it. And I can understand why more and more of the Democratic leadership is saying it really is time to let all this stuff go, and it's time for Hillary Clinton to shut the heck up and fade from public life instead of being out there saying, I'm going to re-enter the political fray. She's become a huge liability. She's an albatross around the neck of the Democratic Party. As long as she is out there flapping her gums, the Democrats are not going to have a chance to take Congress next year. They're not going to have much of a chance to be able to dethrone Trump in 2020. The Democratic leadership needs to do something. Right now, the very best thing that could happen, not just for Trump, not just for the Democrats, but for the country as a whole, Hillary needs to go down on at least one of these charges in order to get her out of play so that all of this nonsense can stop. And it's very important for the American people right now who understand Hillary was being protected all last year. They need to see justice done to one of the elites and the powerful to reassure them that we are still a nation of laws and not a nation of absolutism where the nobility are allowed to do whatever they want and the laws only apply to we serfs.
Well, I think not only she needs to be, like you say, at least to have one charge stick to her. And you remember one of the campaign mantras was lock her up. I think we need to apply this to the whole deep state, lock them up.
Well, I would like to see that happen. But at this particular point, again, getting back to politics as perception, the American people are watching very closely what Trump is doing. Especially all those Americans who were in those sports venues shouting, lock her up. They're getting impatient to see the government actually try and act like it's a government again. And this is not coming out of a desire for revenge. What we're looking at right now is the expediency of being able to get past all this nonsense and start to work on the problems that afflict the nation. This continued tantrum coming from the liberals and the Hillaryites, it is a needless distraction. It doesn't have a snowball's chance in the dark regions of ever working. It is causing a lot of harm to the nation as a whole. And we've got to find a way to basically get them to just shut up and go back to being Americans alongside the rest of us.
There you go. Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Still talking about the economy, apparently Illinois is in deep financial trouble. And apparently Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza was ordered to make a substantial dent in a $2 billion backlog of bills owed to Medicaid providers. And the courts have already ruled that according to Illinois' state constitution, it cannot reduce the pension payments to state employees. Talk about being between a rock and a hard place. And so apparently payments that are coming from Medicaid or possibly Medicare, they're being hugely delayed. The money just isn't there. The money just isn't there. This country's in serious, serious trouble. Apparently, Ann Taylor, Dress Barn, Loft, and Lane Bryant are announcing a closure of 650 stores over the next 2 years. Children's retailer Gymboree has filed bankruptcy. They're closing 450 stores. Now, Jim Cramer, who's out there with his investment advice, and he's so popular, he's actually done cameos in movies, you know, like Iron Man. He was on Iron Man. Apparently, he's out there now screaming, Bitcoin could hit $1 million. So, bye, bye, bye. I think Jim Cramer is a pump and dump scammer. He can make or break a stock on his show. And I think he uses that. And I'd like to see how his investment portfolio lines up with the stocks that he's promoting or denigrating on his program. I think we give too much power to the financial sector of the corporate media. They can influence the markets tremendously. Now, as you know, one of the more abusive practices that we are seeing in this country is civil forfeiture. And it is being used at pretty much every level of our society, from ordinary police all the way up to government agencies like the Drug Enforcement Agency. And apparently it is really out of control, where the DEA basically just hang out at the airport and wait for money to fall into their laps. And the Justice Department's Inspector General recently issued a report that found the Drug Enforcement Agency seized a whopping $4 billion, with a B, dollars in cash over the last 10 years using civil asset forfeiture, mostly from airports, train stations, and bus terminals. And apparently in 81% of the cases, there were no accompanying criminal charges. These seizures have little to do with criminal investigations. It's all a cash grab. Now, back in 2016, an investigation by USA Today found the DEA regularly mines American citizens' travel information and relies on confidential informants in the travel industry who get kickbacks for snooping on suspicious passengers. So that person who is selling you your ticket, they need to make their car payment. They call up the DEA, ooh, I just had somebody at the counter is looking really, really shifty. And the DEA grabs you, they take your money, they hand some of it to that ticket agent who makes the payment on their car. It's wide open to graft and corruption. And they're not actually focusing on the drug war. It's just another excuse to plunder and pillage and loot the American people. Now, do you remember Harry Markopoulos? He was the investigator who exposed the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme. It took him 12 years of going to the Securities Exchange Commission and saying, look, this guy's committing a fraud. Oh, it couldn't be. Bernie Madoff, he's the co-founder of NASDAQ. He would never do a thing like that. And, of course, it came on out. Well, apparently, Markopoulos has found a new fraud involving the Boston Transit Authority. And basically is saying the unfunded status of their pension fund is $500 million larger than previously thought. Now, this is obviously going to have a significant impact on Boston's municipal bond market, especially if it turns out if the problems are endemic among similar pension funds. And basically said, Markopoulos said the $500 million gap is due to bad investments, like those mortgage-backed securities back in 2008, outright fraudulent accounting, and unrealistic actuarial assumptions. Boy, I remember when I was young, accounting was simple. How much did you bring in? How much did you have to spend? The rest of it's your profit. Now it's all seasonal adjustments and actuarial forecasting and birth-death model. And it's no wonder you can't get accurate data out of any of this stuff anymore. It's intentional. Now, while Donald Trump attempts to turn the page on all of this Comey nonsense, he's hitting the road next week to focus on workforce development, getting people to start putting jobs back out there for the American people. And apparently, first daughter Ivanka Trump is going to be going along with him. That'll be a big draw. A lot of people are going to want to see her. But again, Trump is trying to get back to his agenda of bringing the jobs back. And that's why it's time for all of this Comey impeachment. He's mentally ill, Russia collusion. It's time for all of that stuff to stop. Those people who are still out there attacking the president for whatever reason, they are causing harm to our country by getting in the way of his trying to make things better. And I don't agree with everything Trump has done, but he is the president. He was elected, overcoming media bias and massive election fraud. He's the boss. We all got to live with that. We'll be right back.
NutraMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate.
I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently the corporate media is in trouble. People don't trust them anymore. They're turning away. They're coming here to the independent media to find out what's really going on because they're sick and tired of being lied to. And apparently one of the companies, Cumulus Media, things are going from bad to worse, and they're on the brink of collapsing right now. And apparently when former chief executive Lou Dickey left in September of 2015, the stock was already an anemic $5.45. Last Friday, Cumulus shares closed at 52 cents each. And I have no sympathy. They did it to themselves. Because nobody likes being lied to. Now then, as you know, one of the big issues up in Ukraine is the Turkish Stream pipeline. And Ukraine is opposing its completion, basically to flip the finger at Russia. And Russia has now responded. Their Gazprom, Greece's DEPA, and Italy's Edison have now signed an agreement to build a second pipeline that will bypass Ukraine in order to bring gas supplies from Russia to Europe. It'll run across Turkey and Greece to Italy. That's one way of dealing with it, I think. Meanwhile, despite the OPEC agreement, which the U.S. is not part of OPEC, obviously, but they're an oil exporting country, and apparently they're sucking the stuff out and exporting it as hard as they can, and it's triggered a warning that these record-breaking U.S. exports could actually hurt the oil markets and drive prices back down. Now, the last time they did that, it was an intentional form of economic warfare against Russia that actually backflashed and caused a lot more damage to countries like Canada and Venezuela than it actually and the Middle East than it did to Russia, because their economy turned out to be more diversified and more resilient than the analysts had predicted. Now, as you know, a lot of people are still talking about how great it'll be to have a cashless society and we're all on the plastic cards and won't it be great? That'll be a wonderful thing. Well, it's a good thing for the banks, obviously, but the illustrations of why this is a problem are out there. We were talking about supermarket card machines that quit, and now in Clayton County, Georgia, they've had a major whoopsie where people who are on food stamps got to the supermarket and discovered the cards were empty. There was nothing on them. Now, Clayton County is saying it's some kind of a goof or snafu. They don't know where. They're still having to investigate. And until they find and solve the problem, the people who are dependent on those food stamp cards, they cannot buy anything at the store. So cards are okay for certain things. But yes, you still have to have cash because sooner or later, those electronic card machines are not going to be working. We'll be right back after station identification.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.